Nolte, CBS deceptively edits Christine Ohm interview after promising to fix bias for Skydance merger. By John Nolte on September 3, 2025. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Christine Ohm appeared on the disgraced CBS News over the weekend and found herself deceptively edited by the far-left Sunday morning current affairs program Face the Nation. When Skydance purchased Paramount Global, which included CBS News, it promised things would change, specifically at CBS News, which is only surpassed by CNN in peddling lies and conspiracy theories. Well, meet the new boss. Ohm was asked a question about the credibly accused wife beater slash gangbanger slash human trafficker slash child porn solicitor and illegal alien Kilmar Abrego Garcia, only to have the most vital part of her answer edited out of broadcast. You can see the edit below, which is a superb example of what the regime media have been doing for decades to deceive the American people. Obviously, Skydance lied when it said there would be reforms. The way Face the Nation edited Ohm's remarks is a deliberate attempt to make Ohm and the Trump administration look obsessed with deporting the left's latest sacred cow, poor widow Marilyn Mann Garcia. This impression can only be accomplished, though, with a lie of omission. The omission being the deceptive removal of all the credible criminal accusations against Garcia. Watch for yourself. Here's another look. Why remove that? Give me a valid news-centered reason. There is none. CBS simply did not want its stupid and gullible viewers to learn the full truth of the context. Arrogant CBS News just settled a lawsuit with President Trump after the disgraced, far-left 60 Minutes deceptively edited Kamala Harris to make her look better. But she's a Democrat. More importantly, at the time, she was the only thing between Donald Trump and his triumphant return to the White House. CBS should lose its broadcasting license. The fake news network's abuse of the public airwaves, our airwaves, comes free of charge and is based on an agreement to serve the public interest. Over and over, CBS has violated that agreement, especially through its degenerate news division. And it's already pretty obvious Skydance has no intention of changing anything over there. If CBS News and Skydance want to lie and deceive, let them do it on cable TV and streaming. Allowing this on the public airwaves is simply obscene. I would also suggest that anyone to the right of Joseph Stalin only agree to live interviews with the likes of CBS News. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.